Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Alana Kay with the Violet Phoenix, coming to you from Maui, Hawaii, giving you some of that Maui love tonight. It's kind of good. I don't have as many people. I usually have a crazy switchboard. I have a couple less than usual, so that's nice. Hopefully, we can spend more time on the calls. We are in some crazy times. It's really testing us, so I can help you understand what you're being tested on. I'm not here to predict the future for you, because what we're doing right now is we're creating a new reality, and that requires us to make energetic changes. So it's all about the energy. So I'll help you improve your energy, understand why you might be going through something you're going through, kind of help you with maybe some relationship issues. I don't want to be here to read somebody's mind for you. Sometimes people do that, like, why isn't he calling me? Spirit has instructed me not to do that. It's like reading somebody else's mail. So even if that's on your mind, I mean, we can come up with a different question. Everybody has something they could use, some information they could use from Spirit that would help them along. So I'm going to go according to the order the calls came in. I'm taking my first one on the switchboard, and it's a 775 area code. And I do, I tune into your soul and your guidance by hearing your voice. So I do need to hear you say a few things. And so we'll talk a little, and then that's why I tune into you. So I'm making your mic live here. It takes a second. 775 area code, you're on the air. Aloha.
Aloha. Thank you. My name is Wendy from California.
Hi, Wendy from California. Have you called before?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I thought that sounded kind of familiar. Nice to hear from you again.
Very nice to hear your voice.
Thank you.
I have been incredibly stressed for a few weeks now. Typically, our apartment manager likes to do a annual walkthrough of the apartment. And this is relevant. Last year, my sister and I were going to move out, and we started packing boxes. But then we decided to sign another lease for another year because we were worried about COVID. So all these neatly packed boxes are in the house. They are not near the door. They are not near the windows. They are not a fire hazard. And so when her name is Marissa, and she's a very bottom line woman, and her assistant manager is John. Well, she came in and she did not like the boxes. And then she said that we needed to get a deep cleaning for the kitchen and for the two bathrooms. I'd never heard of this before, unless you were moving out or something, but we have, anyway, bottom line, to make peace, we had professional cleaners in yesterday at my expense, and so the bathrooms and the kitchen look good, we've lived here for 6 1/4 years, so the carpet is not new. It was probably at least a couple years old when we moved in, and so John said something about, well, I can't see the carpet. Well, what are they worried about? This carpet is at least 8 years old. They wouldn't rent it to a new tenant being that old. Anyway.
Yeah, I understand. I've been there before myself, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord. And so anyway, I am going to invite John. I hope it's not Marissa. Please, God, not Marissa. I'm going to invite John to come over on Friday and be polite and just say, I'd like you to come in and take a look. I did text him, and I said, could you be more specific about what you're looking for. And he just said, well, the kitchen's in the bathroom. He didn't mention the boxes. I did text him back, and I said, nothing to do with the boxes, and he did not respond. But mm-hmm. I'm not going to bring that up again. So when he comes mm-hmm. in, I will proudly show him what we've done. I'll even email him the invoice, and hopefully they will not bring up the boxes. I cannot afford.
I remember last time, I'm going to have to cut you a little bit short because my switchboard is filling up, but I get what you're saying, and I remember last time that Spirit said that you were supposed to picture everything going well, that was a lesson for you. It doesn't mean, stuff happens between people. So, and stuff happens in life when you're interacting with other people, especially when it has to do with money. And whenever you're renting, it's always going to be, you have these personalities. And I'm getting the same thing from Spirit again. I know it seems a little foreign to you, but I'm getting it again, and it's actually a very clear signal that you just have to feel good towards the people. If they are kind of testy, peaky, fussy people that aren't very kind or whatever, the only thing we can do in situations like this, and I have to deal with this too, is we want to put the best energy we possibly can on the situation to mitigate any conflicts or bad things. Because, like, somebody can be, like, they want to come over and they want to give you a hard time about the boxes. And if you're putting good energy on the situation, you will soften their hard edges, and they'll come there and then they'll be like, things have everything to do with the energy that we put into them. And mm-hmm. I can't emphasize this enough. To anybody who can hear what I'm saying, I do it all the time. We have to put the best energy forward in the day, and we have to put the best energy whenever we're thinking about a situation that it goes smoothly. I've done it thousands of times in my life, and it works. And I got from Spirit that it wasn't a matter of predicting the future, because this is just a bunch of chaos. It's not like a karmic lesson. But it is, your spirit is asking you to understand that if you put good energy on it, it'll go smoother, or it will go smooth. So okay. I'm getting the same thing again from Spirit. Just feel love, be forgiving. People will behave the way we expect them to. So, have a good attitude towards them. It's only going to last a few minutes or whatever the event is. It's not forever. So that's what I would say is, give everybody forgiveness and pray for everybody to have their edges softened and that it all goes well. Okay?
All right.
And that's
thanks.
What I'm getting for you on that. All right. Thanks, Wendy. Okay. And I'm on my laptop, and when I'm not touching the buttons, the screen goes black. Okay. All right. Thanks for calling. And I have to see, I have a virtual switchboard here. It's a screen, and it's a virtual studio, and it's just like if you had buttons, but I have to touch it with by arrowing over with the mouse pad. So now I'm going to the 904 area code. It takes a second. There we go. And then it has this little thing that swirls around. I can hear you. Hi, 904. What can we talk about tonight?
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I want to talk about... Well, I have a lot going on right now, and I just want to know, if it's going to level off my, with everything going on.
Yeah, that's a real good question. Now, that's a good question. That's what my guys want me to help people with. So I have to get you to talk a little bit more. So you have a lot going on right now.
Yes, I do.
Get that mm-hmm. you're finishing up. The first thing that I'm getting across the wires is that you're finishing up a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Like things are coming your way for final clearing.
Yes.
I'm getting
that's true.
A little bit of an echo. Yeah. So that
oh,
might distract me
on.
A little. It's very subtle. Yeah, I'm getting a little echo.
Oh, I don't know why. I'm
it's
not
me.
On
I
speaker.
Can hear my voice. Oh, okay.
Oh.
Sometimes it's the cell phone companies have said sometimes it's just the connection. But, yeah, I'm hearing a little echo in my voice. But it's not too bad. Okay, so, yeah, that you're finishing up. So what I'm getting from Spirit is that every morning, as Spirit, I'm hearing myself echo back. Every morning, ask Spirit to guide you to those things that you need to deal with today, because what I'm getting, law of attraction, is if you think about everything, then all the energy of everything comes at you all at one time. So you want to just focus on what am I dealing with today. And then not only are you going to learn how to just focus on what Spirit wants you to focus on, which is a really good thing to learn, but also you're going to handle those things, like maybe four things will come up, and you'll handle it, and then that'll be done. Because if you handle it with clarity, whether it's
mm-hmm.
dealing with a person or making a decision, you want to limit what you're focusing on in any given day as Spirit. And I do this all the time, and it comes up in readings, that Spirit guides you as to what is yours to do, what is yours to do today. Stay in the moment, one day at a time. Handle everything with precision. And with clarity. And I
okay.
am getting that, yeah, it will. It's just that you're being bombarded. But you can control the bombardment by asking Spirit to help you pace it, pace your life better.
Oh, okay.
Because we always get what we're focusing on, and the energy keeps coming. You know, if we think about everything, then the energy just keeps coming, and it keeps going through our body and through our mind, and yeah, do some breathing and centering and getting in the moment will help that. Do you have any questions about any of the things that you need clarity on?
Well,
although this is kind of hard because I'm getting the echo. Okay,
oh,
go ahead.
Because in regards to, physical, health-wise, and career, those are, like, my top focus areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, career. Are you working somewhere now or doing something for income?
No.
You aren't. Because I'm getting that the reason that you aren't is because you need to get more centered and deal with some of this. There's like a lot of energy. I do see a lot of energy because I'm seeing that you're not aligned with what your, if you hear me hesitating, that's because of the echo. You need to do some, like, practicing some breathing, you know, like I said, getting in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll be led to something. Something will connect with you. But that's your lesson right now, is to, you're being pulled by all of this stuff.
Okay.
So I'm just being really distracted by the echo. I'm sorry. It's really hard for me because what it is I can hear Spirit talking to me,
mm-hmm.
and I can't hear Spirit. I can only feel the energy right now. I can't hear what your guides or your higher self. Oh, my God, it's really loud. It's getting loud. I don't know if the people on the radio can hear it, but I can hear it. You can try calling back. You know, maybe a different
okay.
connection would help. I'm sorry. But do some breathing. I got that you need to drop down more into your instinctive center, into your feeling center. Get into the
okay.
moment. Okay. All right, thanks. Sorry about that. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was trying. I was really trying. That's what I do. I'm not a kind of person that gives up, but I couldn't. I don't know if everybody else could hear the echo. It was just too loud. Okay, 916 area code. What can we talk about tonight? Boy, we're zero for two. How about? Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. So
you're welcome.
I have I don't know which one you want to do. I'm confused on either, you know, my career or my relationships. You know what? I guess I'll just do love life then. I haven't been dating anyone, and there's someone really cute at the gym. She's a trainer, and she's been training a loved one of mine, and she's really sweet but really standoffish. And but I, you know, I don't want to be told what I want to know, or I kind of just want to know, like, if that's going anywhere or if you see something different. And if it's not going to go anywhere, I want to hear it. If it is, I want to hear it. Either way, you know what I mean?
I can probably tell you if that's not what I'm supposed to focus on, but if I can get an answer for you, I'll just keep it real simple. And like you said, you're ready to hear. So I feel like it's going to go anywhere. I'll just tell you this is the first thing I'm getting. It possibly would. It possibly would.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm seeing interest on her end, on her side. So I'm going to have to leave it at that. And then you can work it out. But you have to give some kind of a sign. And that's about all I got on that. So are you, so you're wanting to know about career? I might need to talk to you a little bit more. I got to tune into your soul. Because I did get a good signal on the person you were talking about that came in.
So, yeah, you know what? Yeah, so in my career, I've been there for about 6 months, but my boss he's not someone that is he's not a mentor, and my passion. So I work in government, but my passion is in communications, and I'm just not sure if I should wait the whole year, or you know, because these next few months in my industry are the times when people start making the move. And it's like, do I just stay here, do like the monotonous kind of stuff? You know, I work in the government, and it's slow, or in the communications field where it's like always going, always doing something. Working in government, I do have an opportunity to learn a lot, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting that you need to do your heart's desire like ASAP. I'm really feeling that. Like when I flash your energy, I wasn't hearing anything from spirit, but I was feeling your energy. And I'm feeling your heart, your energy in your instinctive center saying go, like you're just ready to go. So, you know, when it comes to reading from the soul level and from the instinctive center, it can seem to the logical mind to be a risk. So, you know, that's how it feels. So you're going to have to work through that yourself, but that's what I'm getting for you. It's time for you to do what you want to do. That you have it in you, and this is the time for everybody. It's in the energy now of the planet. That's what this is all about. This time period that seems so crazy, that's the best thing anybody can do is start to do their heart's desire. Anyway, I am reading that for you specifically, that it's time for you to do what you really want to do and explore. Go ahead.
Can I add something real quick?
Sure.
So, by the way, going back to the girl, I just thought about this. I asked her out for Thai food, and she said not this weekend, but maybe next weekend. And I said, okay, cool, but I don't know if she was enthusiastic or not. It's like, oh, is she doing it just out of charity or if it's actually something she really wanted to do? I think I forgot to add that, too.
Well, if you go back to my original my original read on it is that didn't change in the last couple minutes. I said there's a strong possibility. So saying that it's a strong possibility is not the same as did she do it out of charity. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Those are two different concepts completely. So, yeah, you just have to let on. She seems like she's kind of shy. She needs to know better. So that's what I'm getting.
Cool. Thank you so much for reading. I really appreciate your time.
You're welcome. All right. Thanks for calling. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Well, I'm going to go to the 727 area code.
Bye.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Was that a cat or?
No, it was my Echo Dot. It was playing music.
Oh.
I didn't want to have noise for you.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
I have to tell it to stop. Did you make a call?
Mm-hmm.
So my
Go ahead.
Okay, sure. Okay, so my question is, I'm having some issues with two females that are angry with me right now, and I just want to know what you feel about the situation. Thank you.
Yeah, I have to tune into your, somebody's angry at you. Were you trying to be the voice of reason or peace in a situation?
No, I was talking, I was venting to one woman about the other one because she had betrayed me so many times.
Oh.
And she went to her and told her every single thing I said. She betrayed me. So it's like she woke a bear she woke a sleeping
bear. That's
funny.
I wonder why I saw that. See, because the way this works is I get an image or I get a feeling, and then I usually know what it means. And sometimes I just have to say it, and then I go, okay, which direction are we going with this? Okay, so let me see. Okay. So now I think I know what that means. I guess you're going to have to iron this out. Do you know how to do it?
I mean, I told them not to contact me anymore because they were harassing me, like sending me threatening texts. And one of them's very mentally unstable. So
yeah.
I'm just avoiding them.
So what I would do if I were you is I would ask Spirit to guide you. I know I've said this a lot on this show. It's like, I do this too. I'm not just telling people to do stuff just like off the cuff. I know how challenging it can be, but a lot of things are very challenging lately. Because of the image, I have to stick with that because I really, I have a lot of experience with doing my readings is you got to stay real calm, just be real centered about the situation. Don't let anything bother you. And you can just ask your soul to guide you as to what to do and what to say with these people. Because I do get that you're supposed to say something.
Uh-huh.
And I know you feel like there probably isn't anything you could say, but maybe you can say something and walk away. And I absolutely kind of being walked through this by Spirit. I know it seems challenging to you at this time, but if you just say, did you block them? Or is the line of communication still, you blocked them? So if there's any way that you can, there is something you can say. Just pull yourself out of the situation. I can actually look at the Akashic Records and I can help you understand why this happened. I think that would probably, I have a tendency to go for like what the person is wanting to know instead of asking Spirit, what does this person need to know? And I just got two things. I'm going to check in the Akashic Records as to why this trifecta has occurred in your life. But then there's something you need to say to each one of them and then walk away. But there's something you have to say. I do believe that. So let me just check with the Akashic Records as to why you ended up with. I am getting that. Is there a conflict between these two people that they don't talk about?
You know, it's so funny.
Do you see?
I don't know, but I had that feeling tonight. Like, this is what I
think. Yeah.
One of the women, she has, like, more of a soft spot than the other one. The other one's kind of like a thug. And then the other one can get emotional and have a lot of regret, you know? And I feel like she probably said to the other woman, look, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. Something like that. And then the other one's probably like, what? I hate her so much. We got to keep going.
Yeah.
Something
they're
like
kind
that.
Of using you as a scapegoat for the difficulty in their own relationship that they're not aware of or don't want to look at. And like you said, you feel like they're both pretty far off base. And that's what I got too, is that they're really polarized on a lot of things. So they're clashing. And by you exiting the situation completely, then that'll cause them to have to resolve the situation. But you might want to say something to cut them off. I don't know what you might have said, but I'm getting that there's something yet to be said, and then walk away from it. So, yeah, that's what I'm getting is you just ended up getting into this, whether spirit, is there a life purpose reason, like something she was supposed to learn from this?
But do you feel energy, like, from these women, though? Like, can you pick up on what they're both going through or thinking right now? I mean, you were accurate about
Yeah, see, I'm not supposed to go too far into what other people are thinking or doing. Spirit has instructed me not to do that. I can touch on it if that helps a person. Like I said, Spirit does want me to help people with relationship dynamics, but just to a certain extent, because it's more about what you need to do to put yourself at peace. You were correct in your... Yeah, so that's all you need to do. Mm-hmm.
Right now.
And stay at peace. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm at peace right now because this is my feeling. If you're supposed to be my friend,
mm-hmm.
and you blow up at me into this level and you threaten me and all
yeah.
this stuff,
mm-hmm.
like the reaction that they had is like so unacceptable.
Right,
level.
I know
like,
what you mean.
I don't want a person. Atomic. I don't want to be surrounded by like, a person who has explosive anger.
Right.
Like this one woman.
Right.
This one woman. She got a big fight with her boyfriend. She cut up all his clothes with scissors. Like that's the kind of behavior she has.
Yeah. Well, so you already know. I'm sorry to laugh.
Yeah, but she turned on
no,
me.
No, I know. Mm-hmm.
And then she brought the other one in, and the other one's kind of in a weird way, kind of innocent, even though she has reason
yeah.
to be mad. It's like she got sucked in. She's being used as a pawn. Do you think she's
yeah.
going to wake up to realize that?
See, what I'm getting is you need to disconnect completely and not be concerned about that stuff. Not be concerned about how they process this, but there's something you need to say. I don't know if it's that you need to say, why don't you contact me when you're in a better space? Not that you're inviting them to do that, but if you say that, it kind of takes you out of the argument, takes you out of the, don't give them anything to chew on. You know, say something.
Yeah.
That'll help you disconnect your energy from it completely so that it doesn't like, because when people are mad at you, you can be like going to sleep and you think, you're doing real good. And then all of a sudden you'll feel this spike of energy because the person suddenly was like all mad, and you'll feel it,
well,
you know, and we do feel so.
I was meditating earlier and I got the feeling that she was feeling forgiveness or not forgiveness, but feeling remorse towards me. One of them, I could
mm-hmm.
feel that she's feeling remorse.
Yeah.
And I do get
so
the feeling
that
the other one, the mm-hmm. other one's not. And I feel like the both of them are going to, you know how, like, if you're not on the same team, like that could cause a problem.
Yeah,
like one of them wants to come back or talk to me or forgive.
Right,
like,
and they're
no,
still working
you
out.
You can't do that.
Right, so you—that's why it's important for you to exit so that they can work out whatever their relationship is. They're just using it as a scapegoat.
Yes.
So don't
thank
be
so
a scapegoat.
Much. I'm so sorry. I'm getting a phone call. I'm gonna have to take.
Okay.
This.
All right. Well, thank you.
Come
thanks for calling in. I hope that helped a little bit. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Sometimes we. Aloha. Sometimes I feel like we just need to know we're not crazy, you know? That has a lot of value. Okay, 509 area code. My show's kind of wrapping up, but I have time for a couple more quick calls. So, hi. What can we talk about tonight?
Hello. Hi. So, hi, I'm Mindy. So I was wondering, I had met a guy about 3 weeks ago at a hotel lounge, and it happens to be, I didn't know this, and he kind of swept me off my feet the first night, but then he was supposed to come back for dinner the next day. He was in town with his brother working for his company, and they were doing a job, and turns out that he is his brother is the guy who just came down and tore my home down with everything in it with his backhoe, and I've been battling with this guy for the last 5 years. But it's so weird because this guy is my heart. Like I fell head over heels, like love at first sight, and I've never, ever, 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 like fell in love at first sight. Like it's always grown, but this is different. And it was weird because we had so much in common, and we just kind of like He drew the same eye that I had painted that was left at my house, and I don't even know if that's why he drew it, was because he found it in the, you know, he maybe he helped tear down my home with the backhoe. I don't know.
Wow.
But it's weird.
What a
and
show
so, yeah,
tonight. Boy, we have the drama. Oh, my goodness. This whole show's been about drama. Okay.
I know, right?
Somebody would listen to this archive and go, what the heck? Okay, so let me see if I can tune into that that relationship and see what's the, why the, Well, are you ready for an honest answer?
Yeah.
I'm getting that he's just a player. Has he been in touch with you? I'd missed that part.
No, not at all. Not at all. He, I think
I'm getting
he
was just
he told
a
his brother.
Oh, but I'm getting that it wasn't a real thing. It was just a player, and he knows how to. I know you realize that there was like some coincidences that you feel like you can't explain away, but you maybe you can figure that out. I did get from Spirit that it just was a. He's just a player. There's not substance there. I'd be surprised
okay.
to find out that there is substance. I do like to hear if people get results, and sometimes people tell me the results, and that's how I've learned how to be accurate with my readings. I've been doing them since the early 90s. But I'd love to find out if you do find anything out, but I'm getting that there's not substance. Yeah, that's what I'm getting. And I realize the other situation sounds pretty heavy duty, but... see if that helps. See if you can go anywhere with that bit of information.
Okay, so he's just trying to, he's just a player. See, that's weird, though, because he, like, when he left me, he was like, you know, it was really nice meeting you. Like, he was like, it was, and I go, okay, it was nice meeting you, too. But, you know, there wasn't, he didn't need to, I mean, even if he's playing or whatever, there was no, I don't know.
I know what you're saying. Yeah. Well, see if you see weigh it out
beyond like that.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I don't want to go into it further than that, but
yeah.
I'm going to have to leave it at that. Sorry about
okay.
that. Okay, thanks for calling in. Okay, aloha.
All right, thank you.
Kind of a rough show tonight. I like to help people with. I'm supposed to be helping people raise their energy, and that's one reason. I don't know how to explain it. Sometimes I get shows where everybody's calling in with the right kind of questions. I'm supposed to be helping people improve their energy, improve their connection to their soul. And I'm getting a lot of questions about other people tonight. And that's not really because I have a guidance system that gives me information, and they're the ones that prompt me to do this. And they give me certain kinds of information. So let's see if we can wrap this up on a good note. This is a 504 area code. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I don't know if I can be, I don't know if it's a good note, but I too am just wanting to, my only focus is my well-being and my raising of my frequency and my consciousness. And I work, you know, with that every day. But my mm-hmm. question is, you mentioned Akashic Records. If you, that you do that, but it just seems like I'm even the smallest, if it's something positive, there's always, you know, something takes the light out of it, and I'm just tired, I'm just overwhelmed, and I've got enough things going on that it would break most people many times, but I take it
yeah.
with a smile, and I'm just wondering, you know, is there, and it's maybe that's creating the anger, but I'm just so full of anger, and that's not who I want to be. I want to put it on the table, look at it, and process it. What is it? Where's the anger coming from? Because I know that there's been challenges, but I'm not going to hold anger against it. So I'm not sure where the anger is coming from.
Okay, that's a very good question. Where's your anger? What is your? Can you give me your first name again?
Sure, Kelly.
Kelly. Okay, Kelly. Something for
Thank
Kelly's
you.
Spirit. This is the first
yeah.
really appropriate question that I've gotten all day, the whole time.
Oh,
ooh.
Okay.
Okay. All right, let me see. Where is the anger coming from? Can I talk about your father?
You can talk about anything you want out loud.
Okay.
It's okay.
I'm getting some energy from your father, and it's in the mental area, and it has something to do with the way he processes things. Is your father still with us?
No, he's passed.
Okay, so it's in your mental processing, and let me see if I can help you do this.
Please,
everybody
I
has
need
this
help.
Kind of stuff. Yeah, everybody has this kind of stuff.
Okay.
Can you give me, let me see, how can I do this? So what you'd want to do is there's a reactive part in your brain. It's just a reactive part. And I'm glad you asked the question because you asked the question right. You know, I want to know where this is coming from.
Yeah.
What you want to do is, since you know how to do this kind of thing and you've been working on your growth and getting into a high vibration.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, get into a still place, get centered, and then you can actually literally feel your brain, your mind, even though that's an ethereal place.
Okay.
You know, you have your brain, but you have everything is working together. Mm-hmm. But ask where it is and ask what it is.
Okay.
Did your dad jump to conclusions, or like did he get mad first and then apologize, anything like that?
You could not be more perfect. Yes.
Yeah.
All of my life.
And so, yeah. So what it's doing is it's just imprinted on you. So
in what way?
All
the
you
confusion?
Have to. No, what it does is our bodies, our physical body, you have your soul, which you've been working on getting in touch with, but then we have our physical mm-hmm. bodies that carry imprinting from our parents from the time we're born because we come through our mother. So we
mm-hmm.
come out with electrical, it's all imprinting. And we come
mm-hmm.
to define that as ourself, but we picked it up from them. And it's just,
okay.
it happens through electricity. You know, through electromagnetic fields. It doesn't mean that you bought it. It just means that if it's around you so long, it becomes part of your physiology.
Okay.
So what you can do is you can use energy. You can invoke energy like white, gold, violet. Do you do that, like to clear stuff in your body? Or
I do, especially the heart area, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So your heart seems real good. So now work on the mental, and you can literally, like, if you be still now that I've led you there, you can probably
yeah.
see it just like I saw it, is you can literally, like, if you close your eyes, you can, and look for it, hunt for it in your mental plane, look for your dad's energy. And then you want to go there and you want to heal that.
Does that affect
and it's
my
good
root
for
chakra?
You to know that. Mm-hmm, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just saying I was going to ask, does that affect my root chakra? Because when I do focus on my aligning my chakras on a regular basis, I always got to tap that
uh-huh.
root chakra right back in because it keeps going to the right always.
Okay, so that might also be that you didn't resonate with your family because you're more of a spiritual being, a light being, and so let me see about the root chakra. Here for Kelly. The root chakra is feeling grounded in where you feel you're connected to your family, your soul family, your soul group. Have you done things like who you feel inside of you, your soul group is, like who's with you in the etheric?
You mean my guides, or you mean my family members that are watching over me, or
well,
I mean, I'm
any,
not quite...
yeah, right. It's like all of that. Who?
I talk to my entourage.
What soul...
I mean, I talk to them. One's named Sarah, and
yeah.
I mean, I don't get any other names for that. But yeah, I try to talk to them, but I don't.
I'm trying to
think
what soul group you're with. I feel like you're with. I feel like. What I'm talking about is, like, do you relate, like, to the Christ vibration, to the Blue Rays,
no.
to the Lemurians, the,
I'm
to the,
Pleiadian, I mean, might be the Lemurian, yeah, it might be the more Pleiadian kind of feeling.
That's what
I
was
don't
thinking.
Know.
The
That's...
first thing I got was Pleiadian. Yeah.
Yeah.
So try connecting your root chakra to just imagine that you're with other Pleiadians.
Mm-hmm.
And connect your root chakra there, because the root chakra, I was getting that it has to do with, let me see how you're connected to your soul family. Okay, how you're connected to your soul family, and you can probably figure that out, but let me see if there's anything else about the root chakra. Root chakra.
So that's
root chakra.
Not
anything
to do with my
I'm
dad.
Also,
no,
other than don't think of him as your soul group.
Yeah.
As your, yeah, because it's not your soul group, although I'm getting that his soul is very different than the person he appeared, but you almost wouldn't recognize his soul as it is on the other side.
I believe that. I can see it. Because I can see within there was a better person
decided
to give.
Oh, yeah, okay. I get what you're saying. I'm like that, too. I can always see people, even though other people can't see them. So, but I am
That's
getting that it would be very...
I don't read well.
I know. No, I...
Like, yeah.
You see everything, right? That's how I am.
Well, even, yeah, because I know their potential. I know who they are. And it's what they give the rest of the world, the choice, and then you have to decide.
Yeah.
Well, should I love their heart, what they give the world, or just let them go? And that's been my process when I've gotten older. I said, okay, I can love you, but what you're deciding to give to the rest of the world, I don't want to deal with, and that's a process.
And to be okay with that, that's what I've learned to do too as I've gotten older. Is that I kind of have. Deal breakers.
Yeah.
It's like, that's okay, a little glitchy, that's okay. But like that one earlier caller was talking about, but they were raging and it was just way overboard. You know, there's like, we have to come up with our own, how we, where we draw the line. But when we do see people on all levels. But what I was getting for you, and then I'll cut you loose, I really appreciate your call.
Okay.
You did finish the show on the right note. So, but I am getting get out there and walk barefoot and make sure you do it at least every day. Have you been doing that?
Well, I do it several times a week in the parks because I live by a park or two and I put my feet in the grass, but I'll do it every day. I'll make it that effort. Thank you. And the head thing. I appreciate it. And I don't say this often, but I love you. I feel a connection with you and I love you.
Oh, thank you. I love it when people do that. That's so honest
really
and wonderful.
Do. I just got to do that, but I just got to tell you, I love you.
Oh, thank you. I love you, too. And I'm so happy you have no idea how happy you make me. Because whenever my show, I have good callers and can help people with this kind of stuff, it really makes me feel good. Because that's why I do the show. All righty. Wonderful, Kelly. Thanks.
Okay.
Aloha. Okay, hugs. Oh, now my computer screen is off. Ah, okay. That's why I can't disconnect the call until I get my screen back on. Okay, all right. Perfect. Well, thanks to all the callers today. Everybody's brave. I appreciate that much about it. Gives me practice with some of those difficult ones. So please click on follow so that you get notified when I set up the show, because I right now am not able to do it at exactly the same time every week. And please check out my books. They're all on Amazon. They're all reasonably priced. Five of them are soft covers and all of them are ebook. They're on Amazon. They're on Sony, Apple, everything. Smashwords. All righty. We'll see you again next week. Aloha.